Zelensky fumes as NATO mulls non-member deal for Ukraine. By John Hayward on July 11, 2023. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appears to be unhappy with reports that the North Atlantic Treaty Organization (NATO) summit currently underway in Vilnius, Lithuania, will culminate with an offer of increased support for Ukraine against the Russian invasion, but not an offer of full membership in NATO. Zelensky used social media on Tuesday morning to assure NATO members that Ukraine will always value our allies, but would insist on respect, and he evidently feels the proposed wording for inviting Kyiv to begin a lengthy process of applying for NATO membership, with an uncertain time frame and numerous conditions to be met, is disrespectful. It's unprecedented and absurd when a time frame is not set, neither for the invitation nor for Ukraine's membership. While at the same time vague wording about conditions is added even for inviting Ukraine. It seems there is no readiness neither to invite Ukraine to NATO, nor to make it a member of the alliance, Zelensky fumed. This means that a window of opportunity is being left to bargain Ukraine's membership in NATO in negotiations with Russia, he said. And for Russia, this means motivation to continue its terror. Uncertainty is weakness. And I will openly discuss this at the summit, he concluded. Ukraine state news agency Ukrinform said Zelensky expects to receive clear security guarantees and a clear prospect of membership in the alliance before the NATO summit concludes on Wednesday. Zelensky said before departing for Vilnius on Monday that he expects to be presented with a clear procedure and timetable for Ukraine to achieve full membership in NATO. We are still working on the wording, that is, on the specific words of such confirmation. But we already understand the fact that Ukraine will be in the alliance. And we are working to make the algorithm for gaining membership as clear and fast as possible, he said in a national video address on Monday night. Even if different positions are voiced, it is still clear that Ukraine deserves to be in the alliance. Not now, there is a war, but we need a clear signal. And we need this signal right now, he said, acknowledging widespread reports that Ukraine would not be offered membership while it is still under attack by Russian forces. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, meanwhile, said on Monday that the summit would put forward a positive and strong message on Ukraine and the path forward for membership, but he suggested the first steps on that path would not be taken anytime soon. Stoltenberg said NATO would offer an enhanced military support package for Ukraine that would extend over the next several years, even if the Russian invasion ends before then. But he said that instead of membership, Ukraine would be given signals that NATO's door is open. NATO sources said on Tuesday that the discussion about Ukraine's status is all but over, even before the Vilnius summit begins, and the alliance envisions an Israel-style relationship of support without formal membership. NATO's agreements with Israel tend to last for about 10 years each, which would be in line with Stoltenberg's anticipation of a multi-year support package. These are evidently the rumors that incensed Zelensky on Tuesday, especially in light of reports that Sweden might finally see its NATO application move forward after stubborn political resistance from Turkey. Sweden and Finland both applied for NATO membership last year, stepping away from the posture of non-alignment they adopted during the Cold War. Finland received fairly swift approval, but Sweden was held up by Turkey's insistence that it must stop allowing the Kurdistan Workers' Party (PKK) to hold demonstrations on its soil. Turkey has outlawed the PKK as a terrorist organization and regards it as one of the most serious threats to Turkish national security. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has lately been hinting that he might relax his objections to Sweden's NATO application if the European Union moved forward with Turkey's long-stalled application to join the bloc. Hungary, which also hesitated to approve Sweden for membership in NATO, also withdrew its objections last week. Zelensky seems unhappy that Sweden might be swept into NATO before Ukraine even receives a formal invitation to join. NATO is clearly expanding in response to Russian aggression, but the primary target of that aggression is not formally part of the expansion plan. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan teased on Tuesday that Russian leader Vladimir Putin will be disappointed by the outcome of the NATO summit. Zelensky is bristling at such talk when his own country will not be offered a seat at the NATO table. Several senior NATO diplomats told Politico on Tuesday that they found Zelensky's public umbrage inappropriate and insulting. I am critical of many aspects and particularly of some allies' attitude. But I think that this is not a thoughtful and fair approach, said one diplomat. Whatever the wording in our communique, all allies are agreed that Ukraine's future rightful place is in NATO and only us and them can decide on this. So the membership perspective is unquestionably clear and strong, said another. Both of those diplomats expressed sympathy for Zelensky's frustration but said the Ukrainian president should gracefully accept what NATO offers. The US and Germany were among the NATO leaders most cautious about making a firm membership commitment to Ukraine. German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius said this week there are certain preconditions to be fulfilled. While US National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said Ukraine has reforms they have to work out, including rule of law, good governance, and political reforms that need to be done. Those sound like precisely the remarks that Zelensky found insulting.